Blog Talk Radio.
Solomon Mal, Arsu, their feet, bone.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Beteseb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Sing the dark sayings of old. Doth not wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hand? Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah.
the heart is sorrowful, your folly is your reward. Better a dinner of herb where love is than feasting where there is wrath. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness, all the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah, amen, you will surely fail. Upright, for this is the time that will tell, when the righteous one shall stand up strong. Oh, why did the heathen rage? All the words of my mouth speak righteousness, all the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah, amen, you will surely fail. Oh yeah, now. Sing the dark sayings of old. Doth not wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hands unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness, all the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the words of Jehovah, amen, you will surely fail.
Let's get to hear the Alpha and Omega. I know that's the Greek alphabet, right? But Aleph Tau, or the beginning and the end, you know, as it were, of wisdom as contained in the book of Proverbs. So right here this means like the first and the last chapter, the Alpha and Omega. Last chapter is particularly special because it speaks about the woman of virtue, or the Eshet Chayil. Eshet, or set, Eshet in the Hebrew. Woman, right? Or it could be also contextually a wife, depends on the context. But the Eshet, the woman of Chayil, like you say, Chayila, power in the Hebrew, Chayil, a woman of virtue, a woman of valor. And this in Yehudi families is recited by the man of the house, or the woman of the house, the mother of the house, as well as the daughters of the house. It's a particular Hebrew standard that is definitely non-sexist and was way ahead of its time. But here, for your hearts and minds right here, Jano Parsha Rhythm Dub right here, the Alpha Omega of the book of Proverbs of Wisdom, first and last chapter. Here. Cultural Roots. Chapter 1 and chapter 31. Shema'a Yisrael. Hear. Hear this.
And forsake not the law of thy mother. And forsake not the law of thy mother.
Not the law of thy
My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law. Forsake not
my
the
son,
law. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. Of thy father, and for father, and for father, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. The Proverbs, Chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the Proverbs.
Fire in me, so have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm
21.
Mizmor Kaf Aleph. Lam Natseach Mizmor Le David.
Mizmor Ran Alta. David Mizmor.
To the chief musician of Psalm of David, the king shall die in thy strength, O Jah Rastafari, and in thy salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. For you have given him his heart's desires and not withholding the request of his lips, Selah. For you prevented him with the blessing of goodness, and you set a crown of pure gold upon his head. He had life of thee and now gave it him even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty have you laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever and ever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad in thy countenance. For the king Kadamawi Ailis Lassie trust in Nixiabiris. And through the mercy of the Most High, Jah, he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out thine enemies, and thy right hand shall find out all those that hate thee, O Most High. For like a fiery oven shall you burn them in all thine anger, for your blood. And Ixiabir shall swallow them up in his wrath, and fire shall devour them. Their fruit shall you destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men, O Beit HaAdam. For they and those intend evil against thy and I, and they imagine mischievous devices, which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them to turn their back, when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon the strings against to face them. Be exalted, O Jah Rastafari, in thy strength. So I and I children sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. Kadamawi, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Boom again, Shalom Supreme. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm
21.
Mizmor Kaf Aleph. Lam Natseach Mizmor Le David.
The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord. O Lord.
Adonai.
And in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice? Shall he rejoice?
Uvishuatecha mayagel meod.
Thou hast given him his heart's desire. Desire.
Ta'avat libo natattalo.
And hast not withholden the request of his lips. Selah.
Va'areshet sefatav bal mana'ata Selah.
For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him, for thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back, when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power. Thy power.
Selassie is my light and my salvation. So no evil I shall fear with the king beside me. element. Set. I set glory to the Most High.
The Most High
does of everything you're doing. The Most High. I'm on the alliance.
This is where I'm going.
The bingy man standing. Hey, Babylonians, them up for your backstanding. Man, a rebel feel like nothing. And I just see me ramping. Enough time to Lucifer and try to tempt me. Enough time me could have bite the dance of the Bentley. I look at him. Me never answer to what you done said. Me cause on the island and you can't ask me. You're into the Most High. Shanty come on and gather. Together we can all make it by the blessings of the Most High. And this is what man a pray for. Cause life is a treasure. Give up villain backward, villain to Caesar. Sure when me come to me, God dash with the Caesar. They don't have no precept, no, but they're moving to Pisa. Even them artists can't even speak more than a Caesar. Them just ask a lot and start one feet move up like Caesar. What kind of attitude is I am the glory to the Most High.
The Most High
is for everything you're doing. Glory
to the Most High.
I'm on Zion.
From the granny on your mother's side. First you get colonized, then you get colonized. Victors write a book, another story that gets publicized. They call it history, but somewhere in the public eyes, there's still injustices, unjustly being justified. And God we trust is just a wolf wearing a pup's disguise. There's only one man, how the faith keep getting customized. Buffalo, soldier in my bungalow, tryna keep it cordial, but I'm snapping like a bungee though. Don't you pull no funny shit, I ain't talking plunges, bro. All my weapons primitive, but I still know some gunners though. One for the Most High, two for the money,
but I'm
ready. Three, but I'ma get it if my son's hungry. You ain't body, feel your knuckles bloody. Oh, mistakes, I done made more than a couple buddies. One for the Most High, two for Selassie, I. Really three if you go by what people prophesy. I used to thought that stick talk like them hockey guys. Now if I let that stick talk, it'll prophesy. One for the Most High, two for the money. Really three, but I'ma get it if my son's hungry. You ain't body, feel your knuckles bloody. only stakes, I done made more than a couple, buddy. What the bumper clock? Yahweh is my juggernaut. If they ain't in your bracket, all they wanna do is bubble watch. Trying to stay faithful in this jungle, so I juggle not. But if your wifey loves to argue, maybe loose those cinder blocks. Try on some new kicks and walk it out with equal yokes. Or maybe you should get your life before reciting Jesus quotes. Don't you feed into your feelings too much, cause they're seasonal. Clearing up my debts with all accounts that are receivable. If you could follow that, then holla back or not at all. Mexico is Jericho, I'm tearing down those city walls. Let the pity fall, fall like them orange leaves. Welcome to my life, starring Jaco, starring me. One for the most high, two for the money, for the money. Really three, but I'ma get it if my son's hungry. You ain't body, 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 feel your knuckles bloody. Only stakes, I done made more than a couple buddies. One for the most high, two for Selassie, I. Really three if you go by what people prophesy. I used to thought that stick talk like them hockey guys. Now if I let that stick talk, it'll prophesy. One for the most high, two for the money. Really three, but I'ma get it if my son's hungry. You ain't body, body, good enough and bloody. Only stay excited, made more than a couple buddies.
Yes, 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 Obadiah Ben Yehuda right there, the Most High. One more tune right here. I'm going to touch on this eighth sabbatical study. Also reflect on the seventh coming forward, forward right here. Here for the Rastafari Wednesday podcast, today's daily psalm is Psalm 21. The weekly Torah portion, Vayishlach, Vayishlach, Va'en Yishlach. And he sent, Vayishlach. Here, Desiree, for El Elyon, for the Most High, for El Elyon, right here. Yeah.
Come on. sense to what, as they might call, of Apocalypse. And it was really no different with X-Men Apocalypse. If you remember, you know, you have Elohim, as they might call, of Apocalypse, the blue guy in X-Men Apocalypse. If you remember, you know, you have Elohim, as they might call, of Apocalypse, the blue guy, who was demonized and seen as the bad guy, but he made the most sense. You know, all these weapons, throwing up all these nuclear weapons in the air, getting rid of all of this, taking away all that power and just using our own spirituality. That's what I got out of that. You know, because I'm
a man that is blind. All he needs to do is follow the spirit, which is legit. That is how we all grow. Know him. Hello, him.
Yeah, I know. የሰማነን አወቅነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤልሮኢምን
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the old city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, Exabir Masakan, Gramawi Rastafari, Madani Alam, Tina Easterling, the Coast and the Ghast.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
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 Yes, yes, yes. So here, moving forward in the eighth weekly Torah portion, but there was another reason in on Laban and Esau and Haran with Jacob and the family. You know, it's coming from, like to share this right here on the Wednesday podcast. This is kind of a segue from the previous. Why you'd say, and he went out and he exodus. That has a sense of the exodus from the Yatzah root of the Yetziat exodus. And he exodus, right, in the seventh sabbatical study. And here, why Yishlach, he sends forward messengers, he sends forward, one might say angels, but since they're not heavenly, they'll say messengers, but even the heavenly ones they call angels are actually messengers. But here, why you slah for the eighth? But here, let's reflect right
about
here.
About 40 years old. Jacob is about 40 years old. So he's being sent from home. And so these twins talk about Jacob. You know, it's like Jacob and Esau, because they're twins, but not twins, but not twins.
Talk about,
but not
twins. Talk about.
Jacob, you know, it's like Jacob and Esau, because they're twins. Or like the Esau of Haran. Laban, the Esau of Haran. Okay, we're going to call it this right here. Laban is the Esau, the Esau of Haran. Haran. The metaphysics of Laban here. Like I said, Laban or Laban. Laban is the Esau. Or like the Esau of Haran. Laban, the Esau of Haran. Okay, we're going to call it this right here. Laban is the Esau, the Esau of Haran. Like I mentioned, that when you look at frankincense, like we just go through some of the etymology of the word. You know, like what's in a name, right? And what's in some of the names in this Torah portion. Really, what's in all the names in this Torah portion. But let's take it with this key one right here. Since Esau is really not in this Torah portion properly. Right, but he's connected, and we had to connect with some of the errors that we have been led to believe, be naive, concerning the narrative. Right? Now we have, Libneh, you know, some sort of a whitish tree. Some say perhaps the storax or the poplar, you know, the poplar tree, like strange fruit hanging from the poplar tree. That's the Libneh, somebody say Libneh, the Libneh tree, right? Just almost connected with the word sound. We have also one of the deserts, the Libna, right? We have Labana. Labana means white and refers to the moon, and also another word for the moon, Labana, right? The white moon, you know, like the full moon or the bright moon is a Labana. Labana is the white, the moon, the white moon, you know? We have Labana. Labana is brick. Is brick that's made from like the whiteness of clay, like an altar of brick, like when ones would have like a brick altar or tile. It's like tile, right? So it's called Labana. The Labana. Labana is like brick, like a kind of a white brick, like, or even they want to say whitewash in that sense, right? Lebanon is Lebanon. Like the snow is called white because of the snow, right? We have even the name Libni, a name for Israelite, also with that reference to white right there, and also Libnites, right? So we have these connections right here that also connects with this root right here, Laban, right? Laban. Now, Laban is also as Labane. We have Labane, right? In Genesis, like, 49, we have Labane there as well, which means white, right? So it might be pronounced Laban, Labane, and then we have Laban. Laban, right? There's Laban, right? And then Laban. You know, so there's different pointings to kind of nuance the word to, you know, focus on specifics, you know, within the linguistics of the Hebrew, right? So we have Laban. This is focus on those words. They're also the incense, the frankincense. In fact, let's just get the word for frankincense right here. This is keep it frank, you know, frankincense. And frankincense, I think, doesn't show up until the next book, right, in Exodus 30 and 34. But the word, the H3828, we have Lebona, frankincense. Some say it's from the whiteness of frankincense. When you look at frankincense, like natural and good frankincense, that Ethiopian, that Eastern frankincense from its whiteness. Or some say or with that of the smoke, with it smoking. You know, as you see the frankincense as it burns, it has this kind of whiteness to it. Now, I noticed that the frankincense, when you look at it, it has a certain kind of color, like a light color, that reminds me of what ones would say, you know, among black and brown people, somebody being light skin. So some might look at Laban and could look at Laban and Black Jack, Black Jacob, as a kind of a metaphor on these latter days and times, perhaps, if you receive it like that, of the white-black relations or business, in a sense, but of the part where Jacob says his wife's fathers had deceived him these 10 times and changed his wages. He complains about Jacob has a lot of labor, a labor complaint, and rightly so. But see, this is as he is also growing in knowledge, and he's struggling to get over this guilt. He has a lot of guilt. And we see it coming up in the next Torah portion where he meets his brother. You can see this is like on him, and it doesn't have to be on him. But this also is a foreshadowing to the seed of Jacob, right? To the seed of Jacob, even we the ones who lost and now found black and brown sheep of the Beit Israel. In other words, that's like getting out of this victim mentality. Woo, 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 woo. Okay, slavery, 400 years. Look what they did to people say us. It was with our ancestors. Were you really a slave? You might want to make yourself into a slave because you work in a job and you want to say that's a plantation, but you do a disservice to those who truly had a hard lot. If they had a hard lot on plantation, can you imagine? If they were resurrected, they'll smack you, and they should smack you, maybe kick you too. You understand? Because get over that. Right, we have to get over that. This is so very important, that state of mind. But until there is that change of mind, so the most powerful message is repent, have a change of mind, think different. Right, think different, change what you think and change that state of mind. Let this mind, the Moshiach mind, right, the logos, the word become flesh, let the logic. So recognize that was good. That was good for our people when we recognize who our people really be. But in the context of the 400-year experience, the Laban, right, and the Jacob is interesting even regarding the Black Jack, Black Jacob, and Laban, referring to white, clean, pure, gentle, clear, transparent, shining, glorious, noble. This shows a potential, right, in that word white from a Hebraic point of view, right, just to point that out right there. Now, he's the son of Bethuel and the grandson of Nahor. He was also the brother of Rivka, Isaac's wife, and father of Rachel and Leah, Jacob's wives. You have this in Genesis 24:24, 24-29, also in 29 and 13. Now, Laban's home was in Haran, Harana. We have this in Genesis chapter 29, verses 4 and 5. Now, that's just the plain, the peshat. Now, on this whole thing about race, I know I mentioned that when we were going through the psalm about race and seed, and even the Torah portion of seed. I think also this Torah portion was about seed. There's no word really, the word race uses for running a race. Now, as far as all this racialism, schism, so forth and so on, which really doesn't exist when you recognize that it's all based on a lie. Right, racism, all that's really based on a lie, you know, especially amongst the purviewers. Many of I and I, as and our ancestors, even more so than I, as the Vicks, because many of them died really believing in this thing called race and racism from the Western Gentile sort of mind. Now, if we're going to go to, well, what is that real word in the real sense, talking about the seed. So when one say, well, what race are you? I'm of the race of my father. Basically, or I could even say of my mother, if you want to say the seed of the woman, right? You know what I'm saying? In that sense of who are you descended from, and if they are of a certain people, you know, that really brings us to terminologies like nationality and ethnicity and even maybe tribal affiliation, if you understand what I'm saying right there. In the truest sense, not on this level of, okay, what's the color of your skin? Well, you're a little bit darker than me, you're a little bit lighter than me, so therefore I got to feel this way, I got to feel that way. You call them mix-up moods and attitudes, and stay stuck in the matrix. But coming out of that, we begin to recognize that the word seed properly is the word race. So when we, you know, invoke that word sometimes, you know, in an undertone, we will say race. So one to recognize exactly those who are of this particular seed in the two truths. The natural, of course, the first things are the earthly, right? And the latter things are the heavenly. The first things are the physical, and the latter things are the five cycles. So we dealt with the first things of Laban. Now let's deal with the meta five cycle. Laban means white, pure, clear, shining, gentle, noble. Haran or Harana, it means exalted and mountain, like an exalted, a high height, or a mountain. Harana. This clearly indicates what? That the attention shall be located in exalted states of mind, higher states of mind, and united with spiritual intel, spiritual intelligence, and spiritual intellect, and non-resistance. Interesting, Laban, white, right? Check this out. Spiritual intel, spiritual intelligence. Now, some talk about the intellect. And yes, there is an overly in the Western whitewash, Western Gentile on pseudo, lie. They've inherited lies from their forefathers. And we also, you know, by trying to be like them, you know, through the whole fall, going down to Egypt, you know, the integration, what happened to the lost sound, boom, 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 boom. But notice, non-resistance. Jacob grew rapidly in understanding and in possessions in the land of Laban. Notice that even Yaakov, there just as the worker that he was, and a good shepherd and a good worker that he was, a good employee. He was the employee of Haran, of Harana, you know, especially of Laban and Labana, you know, of Laban. You know, he was an employee not just of the month, well, he was for that first month. And Jacob, you know, when he was asked by Laban, well, what, you know, I can have you working for nothing, you know, maybe for next to nothing. What shall your wages be? And this is when he was still, when Jacob was still pity. You know, when he was still kind of simple. He was like, oh, you know, like, you know, his thing wasn't like, he just wanted to marry Rachel. And let's get that part right there where he asks him in the chapter 29. He said right over, there we go. Laban said to Jacob, because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught, for nothing? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? This is in Genesis 29 and 15, verse 16. And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel, or Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, notice all of that right there, that between his answer to put to a context of why he's answering this way. I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. And Laban said in verse 19, it is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. Now, there's no conversation right here with Jacob saying anything, but it says in the next verse, Jacob served 7 years to Rahel, and they seemed to him but a few days for the love he had to her. No, no, this is like a kind of like a Hebrew romance. That's a kind of oxymoron there, right? But, you know, it's like that love story. I'd be like, ooh, that's so pretty. That's so pretty. It is. Because what did Laban say? See, Jacob's going to learn a lot about business. Right? What did Laban say? Laban said, it's better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. He said, bet. All right. Cool. She's my wife. When can I get her? How soon can I get her? What's her customs like? You remember, he didn't understand their customs. Later on, you know, we're going to find out about their customs. You know, like you're in a certain part of town. What do they say when you go to a certain place, if you're visiting a certain place? One of the first things you need to do when you visit some strange place or some other place or whatnot, find out what the laws are. Find out what is legal, what is illegal. You know, what is approved, what is unapproved. Even if you're going to do something that might not be approved there, at least you would know. You know, it won't be a surprise. Surprise, surprise, surprise. You know, it won't be that surprise to you. But he didn't know the custom of the land. He instead responds, right? He instead, respond by serving the 7 years. You know, he said, I will serve thee. Now, no doubt, Jacob is like, listen, I'm a man of my word. I just said I'll serve 7 years. You said you'll give, it's better for you to give her to me than that she should marry another man. Okay, I'm going to serve 7 years. You see, there's a disconnect right here. You see, because no doubt Laban already had in mind what he had in mind. You know, he was thinking about Esau ain't coming, isn't he? He ain't coming. You know, because Esau is the older brother. But then Leah was tender-eyed. Why? That's the answer why she was tender-eyed. Why? She must have cried her eyes out thinking that she had to marry, right, this ratchet. Esau was definitely ratchet. That he told his father, he said, you know, look what Jacob has done to me these two times, you know, by fraud. He's so fraudulent, by subtlety. He defrauded me. No. See, Esau lied. Esau, he swore, right? And then he went back on what he swore. So when we talk about swearing an oath and then breaking your word, breaking your oath, this is what Esau did right there. And it's obvious that Yitzhak must have found out about it because in the next chapter, he blesses Jacob again. He calls Jacob and he blesses him. He didn't call him and reprove him. It probably was one of those scenes like Jacob. And Esau's like, oh, he's going to get it now. He's going to get it now, that trickster stealing my blessing. You know, he wasn't even thinking about the birthright. He noticed that, you know, so much. He was thinking about the blessing, right? And when he saw that Jacob was blessed again and was told not to marry a daughter of Canaan, what happened with Esau? Esau started to look at his situation. Oh, wait, hold up a moment. Maybe this was not like how I was thinking about it. Why you told Jacob not to marry a daughter? I just married these two right here. So he goes and he marries a daughter of Ishmael. Okay, what was the prophecy of Ishmael? He should be a wild donkey of a man, an ass of a man. Okay, his hand will be against every man and every man's hand against him. This seems to be right in tune, right? Birds of a feather, right? Isn't it right in tune in that sense with the blessing that Esau got? That's why you find in that chapter in Psalms, right, that talks about all those who are confederate. Remember it says about all those who fight against Israel, all those who are confederate against Israel? We find that they all are together. They all are together in their confederacy, as it were, and their conspiracy in Psalm 83. In Psalm 83 it says, for they have consulted together with one consent, they are confederate against thee, the tabernacles of Edom, and the Ishmaelites of Moab, and the Hagarines, Gebal, and Ammon, and Amalek, the Philistines, with the inhabitants of Tyre, Asur, or Asher, also is joined with them. They have helping the children of Lot, Selah. This is in Psalm 83, verses 5 to 8. So we see that the tents of Edom, and the Ishmaelites, and Moab, and all of them are together against who? Against Israel, against Israel, right? They all are, it says in verse 4, the verse before, they have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. And therefore, they say that the name of Israel be no more in remembrance, you know, they must be aiming at, they must be bending their bow at Yaakov. They're bending their bow at Yaakov, at Jacob. to see how it all things work together, you know, for good, you know, so for a good understanding, a good understanding, a good overstanding. So a little more on Laban right here, since this is for Laban, right? So Jacob, Yaakov, he grew rapidly in understanding. He began to understand. If you read through this Torah portion of 7, you'll see that starting out, going through it, he begins to get it. You know, it takes him 7 years plus 7 years, 14 years, and some remainder of years, you know, to get it. But he does get it. It's like a lot of us, sometimes we think back, like, man, I should have got that before. So what was preventing him? Or what was why did it seem to take him so long? He grew rapidly, considering that he grew in his lifetime. Some people may not grow in their lifetime. You know what I mean? They may only recognize something like, say, on one's deathbed or whatnot like that. But he grew rapidly in understanding and possession of the land of Laban. And his choice of location was a good one for the man developing. See, Jacob, Yaakov, represents one who is developing to the full standing of Moshiach Yeshua, of Christos Jesus. See, in Genesis 28 and 2, we find Yitzhak charging Jacob, Yaakov, to take Aisha, a wife, from the daughters of Laban. This points the way to a unification with the love principle in its higher aspects, thus the exalted ideas, the divine aspirations, and pure motives are here designated as necessary to the union, the mawahad, tawahido, that yahad, right, with the soul that the I am, represented by Yaakov, is about to make. I know one thought that we're going to go in on Laban. I mean, Laban is so, he's straight up. You know, he's straight up somebody, as they would say, you know, Fildunya. He's a man of the world. I mean, it's kind of clear. Jacob was that plain man, that Tom Ish, right? That was Yashavin, right? Yashavin dwelling, right? Toshev, Yashav, that dwelt in Ohalim, that dwelt in tents. You know, he's a plain man that dwelt in tents. While Laban, right, is a businessman. He's very important in his community, so forth and so on. And on a certain level, Laban takes advantage of Yaakov's naivete, you know, because it takes Yaakov a moment to get it. You see what I'm saying? He didn't really get it at first, especially he got caught up in some of the pleasantry of conversation, you know, like, my brother, because you are my brother. You should not work for me for nothing, right? And notice what he said. He said, I'll work 7 years. Now, some would take this as, this is how it was done. Was it? Was it? Tell me something. Did Isaac work 7 years for, you know, but then he sent him with something. Think about it. He had something when, you know, the servant went forward and gave all them the rings and gold and all of that. So, well, maybe he's thinking like, well, I gotta work up his dowry, and that's good thinking on Jacob's part. So that's one for Jacob. But then what does Laban do? He's changing up his wages, right? And then he gets to the point when, you know, the youths, not all of them, but many of them have been born and have come about and everything, and then they find out that, whoa, all of our inheritance is gone. Like you find that Rachel and Leah answered and said to him, is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? Are we not counting of him strangers? For he has sold us. Get the language? He has sold us and have quite devoured also our money. So don't talk about money is not important in the Bible. Yeah, they're saying, well, what about our money? He sold us, and where's our money? Isn't there anything for us? You know what I mean? And they say, for all the riches which Elohim have taken from our father, that is ours and our children's. Now then, whatsoever Elohim have said to thee, do. See, Jacob, it's kind of interesting right here. Jacob, this is in a section that's called the flight of Jacob, right? The flight of Jacob, right? And the flight of Jacob, it's interesting how it just like kind of like comes in here in chapter 31 at verse 14. And Rachel and Leah answered, because we look at it just before, it says, and the Melaach Elohim spake to me in a dream, right? Spake to me in a dream. Let's go back right here. Over here, where does he call? This is an interesting chapter right here, chapter 31. So if you go through the chapter, right, it's the brothers, or the sons, rather, of Laban that be upset, and everything. And then it says, and the angel of Elohim spake to me in the dream, saying, Yaakov. And I said, here I am. And he said, lift up now thine eyes and see. All the rams which leap upon the cattle are ringstrake, speckled, and grizzled. For I have seen all that Laban doeth to thee. So that proves that Laban is doing something to Jacob, defrauding him in business. All right? Greedy in business. He says, I am the Elohei of Bethel, of Beit El, or El Beit El. I am the El of Beit El, of the house of El, where thou anointest the pillar, the Matzebah, the Hawalet, the Obelisk, right? And where thou vowest a vow to me. Now arise, get thee out from this land, and return to the land of thy kindred. And then it says in verse 14, and Rachel and Leah answered. So it really doesn't say, let me go back right over here, right? It doesn't say when he called, where he called them. It's kind of the words of the sons of Laban, right? Okay, boom, it's in verse 4 right here. It says, and Jacob sent and called Rahel and Leah to the field, to his flock, right? And so he explains this to them right there. You know, like after the sons, after their brothers, you know, started to get edgy, you know, with the fact that Jacob was working and got the glory for his, was getting a reward for his work. Then Jacob sent and called Rahel and Leah to the field, to his flock, and said to them, I see your father's countenance. I see your father's face. Where do we have this sort of language? We have this with Cain. Remember with Cain? All right, remember with Cain? We have the same sort of language. Cain, like, why is your countenance fallen? You know, your face fallen, you know, as it were, you know, or the light of your face, almost like, why is, you know, the color of your light, your aura, you know, not illuminated, you know, turning to the other colors of the fallen aspects of the spectrum, right? But he saw their father's face, and that is not toward me as before, but the Elohim of my father has been with me. And y'all know that with all my power I have served your father. And your father hath deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but Elohim suffered him not to hurt me. So he could have done worse than change his wages. Think about it. You know, considering Jacob's position there. Right? So Jacob, like David was in Saul's house, he had to walk wisely, saka, circumspectly. If he said thus, the speckle shall be thy wages, then all the cattle bear speckle. And if he said thus, like this, the ringstrake shall be thy hire, then bear all the cattle ringstrake. Thus Elohim have taken away the cattle of your father, and have given them to me. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived that I lifted up mine eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ringstrake, speckled, and grizzled. Now, beware of the Moabites and some of the Ammonites. The Moabites and the Ammonites want a deer, right? Put their dirty misinterpretations on this. You know, they'll tell you, oh, Jacob, he made the white man because of what happened to cattle. They say, oh, that's just a metaphor right there. But they say the whole thing is a metaphor. So it's a metaphor in a metaphor. So then why are you applying to white people? Then if it's a metaphor, it's just a story in a story, you know. So they say that Jacob, the big head scientist, I don't know if some of you have heard about this. It's just garbage. It's garbage, and it's the areas of, you know, even the Nation of Islam, and they're the Ammonites, and then you have the Moors, so-called Nobel. He's like Laban in a sense, because, you know, the whole white connection with them. They're not really black. They say they're white if you ask them more, you know, or ignoble in the teaching, so-called, of ignoble Drew Ali. They are the Moabites, self-professed. They're the Moabites. Yeah, I know they're black and everything. We black people, because we all black people got to get together because the white man see us. What? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? You know, so basically you're in a reactionary state of mind. What John Law tells us is that the Moabite and the Ammonite cannot enter into the congregation of Yod Heh Weh Heh, right, well, even to the 10th or whatever generation. He can't enter. And they enter in by offering these philosophies, and shame on some of us as Rastafari. Sometimes we'll pick up on these things, maybe in our laziness, maybe growing like Jacob did. You know, we have to get wise. You know, we have to grow in grace and in knowledge, you know. And then we have to just cut it out and throw that garbage away. Yeah, that's just garbage right there. You know, that's a garbage teaching. And we're not going to speak. See, the honorable, if we can say so, Elijah Muhammad, when he said this in his day, hey, you know, are you Nation of Islam? Then how does this concern you? You know what I'm saying? In that sense, have you come out of that? Now, if you come out of that, then it's important for you to hear this right here. Now, if you're in that and you want to, as Farrakhan likes to say in London, as the scriptures say, notice that. They say the Quran, in the Holy Quran, right? The Holy Quran, right? He likes to say it like that. And he said, but the scripture, and the scripture, and the scripture, and the scripture. What is the scripture? What is Al-Kitab? Or Al-Kitab? And who is the people of Al-Kitab? They like to say it's them, but I thought you are Ammonites. You're a nation of Islam. Y'all are black Muslims. Y'all are Ammonites. And Moors and those of ignoble Jew Ali, Moorish science, whatever. You know, y'all are Moabites. Let's just make that very clear. I'm seeking to make this clear right here so that when ones try to, you know, proffer their misinterpretations, you know, we're just going to shoot it down like that. You know what I mean? It's garbage. Maybe it was necessary back then, but it really makes no sense. And besides, they are Moabites and they are Ammonites. And remember what we read in Psalm, right? Now, does that mean that on other areas, you know, in the land, in the earth, we might be able to do some business on some business level. But for us to regurgitate their foolishness about Jah law and scripture that we hold to be near and dear to us as the people, they may say, well, they're Israelites too. They like to do that. They like to play that game. You know what I mean? But it's not going to really fly, and it has not really flown. You know what I mean? So we have to separate from that. We have to separate from these philosophies, these other ideologies, so forth and so on. That makes no sense. So I know ones are probably going to, you know, it's probably going to happen that we're going to have to address this again, maybe with others outside the cipher, you know, but we shouldn't have to address this here. You know, this whole idea of Jacob making the white man, you know, is garbage. You know what I mean? It's garbage. It might work for those who are of those, you know, a lot of love to the nation of gods and earths, you know what I mean? But then after all, y'all recognize what your origin is. You should also, you know, respect what our origin, what our groundation is. We, the black Jews, are the lion of the tribe of Judah. Yes, 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 yes.
I'm Elijah Muhammad, the preacher of freedom, justice, and equality. To my people here in the Western Hemisphere, in the United States of America, who has been lost from their own people for 400 years. Now they have been found by Almighty God Allah. In the person of
Kadamawi.
The home places do what
you know we are
I
one civilization is not complete without its art, the highest form of expression of human intelligence. You have become complacent, sitting down and allowing the other nations to run away with everything. You have become a bunch of consumers. You are creators. Rise up, mighty people, accomplish what you will. Without confidence, you're twice defeated in the race of life.
They took away the
Bone again, Shalom Supreme. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Psalm 21.
Mizmor Kaf Aleph. Lam Natseach Mizmor Le David.
Psalm 21.
Mizmor Kaf Aleph. Lam Natseach Mizmor Le David.
The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord.
Adonai.
And in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice? Uvishuatecha
mayagel meod.
Thou hast given him his heart's desire. Desire.
Ta'avat libo natatalo.
And hast not withholden the request of his lips. Selah.
וארשת שפתיו בל מנעת סלע.
For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power. Thy power. Thy power. Thy power. Thy power.
Not only do we have Ras, and Rosh, Re'es, Ras in the Hebrew, but we have Tefari in the Hebrew. We have Hail, as in Haile, Haile. Also in the Hebrew, we have Selase, Shelosha, as well in the Hebrew. But also we have the Mekonen in the root sense of Kwenene, for Konene in the Ge'ez. And here we have the Konene from the Hebraic, the Afro-Semitic, Afro-Shemitic root, Kun. Interesting, the word sound, Kun. What does Kun in that sense mean? Well, here in the example we're going to show from, and let ones hear, right here, Shema Yisrael, right here, we are in Psalm 21 and 12. In the Hebrew, it reads, Ki Teshitemo Shechem B'me Tareka Tikonein ala pnehem. Now in KJV this is translated as, therefore shalt thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Ki tishitemo shakema be me tareka tikonein ala penehem. Therefore shalt thou, the eye, make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. So here we have in the Hebrew, tikonein. Indeed, therefore shalt thou make them turn their back. Ki tishitemo shakem. Be me tareka. When thou shalt make ready upon thy strings, the metar, be metareka, the I male ka, the I male. Now, arrows, thine arrows, KJV, does have the proper translative decency. It's something that, in spite of some of the shortcomings we might find in the more advanced Hebrew-Hebraic studies, in the HD studies of the Hebrew, in spite of some of the shortcomings that we might find now in 2019, 2020, and, you know, more than 400 years later, within the KJV, with all the additional software information, Donnell's prophecy shall go to and fro, and information knowledge shall increase. This is one thing that we find to be very good when it's understood properly. When we look at the KJV, King James Version, see that there are italicizations of words. Some words are in italics. The majority of those words in italics do not appear there in the actual Hebraic text. So one thing that we recommend to our fellows, the Havarim, the Hasidim, and the fellow Talmudim, is that when we read through it, read the whole psalm, the whole passage, whatnot, right? Read the whole reading, a particular reading, for example, this sentence here, Psalms. Psalms 21:12. Therefore, shalt thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Now, we've kind of disciplined and kind of trained ourselves when we read it to read it, include it, you know, but in a kind of a different sense. Like the when is italicized and thine arrows is italicized. Now, when we compare the Hebrew key, tishitemo shakem be me tareka tikonein al pneihem. Right, the Hebrew, coming out from the understanding of the Hebrew, we see that this is not there. The when is not there. Thine arrows is not there. So it would read more like, from the Hebrew, if we take out the italics, if we don't read the italics now, therefore shalt thou make them turn their back. Thou shalt make ready upon thy strings against the face of them. Ki tishitemo shekem bi me tareka tikonein ala b'nehem. So we have the thou shalt make ready. Thou shalt make ready. Tikonein. From the konein, tikonein, the I male, speaking to he who be, who he be, speaking to a male directly, speaking to he who be, who he be. Bi me tareka. The I strings, the I cords, like the cords of a tent, or even the strings of a bow. Bi-me-tareka, upon thy string. So another way of reading the order of it would be, upon thy strings thou shalt make ready against the face of them. Bi-me-tareka, tikonein ala p'nehem. Upon the eye strings, bi-me-tareka, bi, upon, by way of, me-tareka, bi-me-tareka, tikonein, konen. So we have the konen, right, like as in mekonen, right, to establish. Right, now here it says, the translation is make ready from the root, the Hebrew root of the tikonein in Psalm 21:12. We have kun, kaf, waw, nun, kun, or kawan, some might say, but more proper Afro-Semitically, the kun, to be firm, to be stable, to be established, to prepare, to make ready, to fix, to make ready, to direct. In that sense, in a sense also to fasten, to be prepared, to make ready, to direct, right? But from the root sense is to be erect, that is to stand perpendicular, right? To set up in that sense, right? Whether we say in a literal sense, establish, fix, repair, apply, a figurative sense, a point, render sure, proper, or prosperous even, to fix, to fasten. When you fasten, upon the eye strings, bi me tareka tikonein, you prepare all upon al pnehem, upon their faces, or in the sense of against their faces. So here just bringing out this sense of mekonen, from the kun, from the Afro-Semitic, the kun, right? The kun, getting to the Hebrew roots right here. Yes, sir. Rastafari.
The son of Ras Makonnen, Haile Selassie, is astute. Ethiopia is very happy. Be her confessor. Oh, Haile Selassie, sanctity becomes you.
The purpose of life.
It is good that you have taken this picture of me in my palace garden in Addis Ababa. So it can be known unto the entire world, even with a just cause, if it still proves life. Show them a picture of Selassie. Then I tell them to protect the life. You know, see him an ancient monarchy. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto we love concha tabaki. And the rum shop cheaper than Ital market. Babylon apart, go make me market. Turn up the bass and the treble it's a rotted. Penetrate straight through the cold hearted. Knowledge is a must, oh yes I'll blast it. So tell me what the rats are asking. How I survive and surpass this. Ethiopia where the aid should be protected. The needy never neglected. And so that's the eye always reflected. And tell them about David and Goliath. You tell them get quiet, Babylon send me start a riot. Show them a picture of Selassie. Then I tell them to protect the life. You don't see him an ancient monarchy. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto we love gunshot tabaki. A black woman to who you are talking. Remember me tell you, careful who you walk with. Who go take the youth from blood and creep walking. If the generation take it to what I'm talking. Selassie, I am the king of all things. I tell them Selassie never dead. Rumor them must spread, the problem stick in a them head. Show them a picture of Selassie. Then I tell them to protect their lives, yo. You don't see them an ancient monarchy. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto when a gunshot tabaki. And the rum shop cheaper than Ital market. Babylon apart, give me the weed come market. Yo, turn up the bass and share boy make we blast it. Penetrate straight through the cold hearted. Education is a must, so yes I'll blast it. Yo, so you ask me how I survive and surpass it. So that's the eye, you show them the way, yeah. Show them a picture, show them a picture, show them a picture, show them a, show them a picture of Selassie. Then I tell them to protect their life. You don't see them an ancient monarchy. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Long in the ghetto, long in the ghetto, yeah. We're gonna shut up. Oh yeah, another life gone, another one born, yeah. I keep moving on. Show them a, 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 then I tell them to protect their life. You don't see them an ancient monarchy. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto we love gunshot tabaki. Drinking up me calabashi, me baba diva. Hey, fresh up on the scene, yeah. The marijuana so good and so clean, yeah.
The son of Ras Makonnen, Haile Selassie, is astute. Ethiopia is very happy. Be her confessor. Oh, Haile Selassie, sanctity becomes you.
Give thanks and praise.
I love it.
I love it.
I love King Selassie.
Selassie loved me, this I knew. Then this is the revelation, tell me so. I see your chapter in the long. Don't see Babylon and we, but the Jaja song. I say, hey, Selassie loved me.
Israel, today's daily song, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Malachias, Mizmor Kaf Aleph, Psalm 21, Mizmor Kaf Aleph, for the leader, a psalm of David, the king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord. Lam natzeach mizmor letawi Yahua ve'azeka yismach meleka u'abia shuateka ma yagil me'od. These words are to be read in the light illumination what scripture says elsewhere, even in Isaiah chapter 11 verse 10. In that day there shall be a root of Jesse which shall stand for an ensign of the peoples. To him shall the nation seek. Wahaya bayom hahu shoresha yishai asher omeda lenesa amim layoa koyim yidroshu wahaita me nuchato akavod. In that day
there shall be a root of Jesse, Wahaya, Bayom Hahu, Shoresha Yishai, which shall stand for an ensign of the peoples, Asher Omeda Linesa Amim, 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 to him, to shall the nation, shall the nation, shall the nation, Elayo Goi Maida Roshu. That is, seek the King Messiah. Seek the King Messiah, the Moshiach HaMelech, the Melech HaMoshiach, David, David's son, Ben David, who will remain hidden until the time, the Iowa of redemption, 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 redemption. And here, 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 the notes of the Midrash, Midrash for Mizmor Kaf Aleph, for Psalm 21. The Messiah, HaMoshiach, of the tribe of Yosef, Ayusef, Yawasaf, of the tribe of Joseph, will fall in battle, will fall in battle. Then, HaMoshiach, Ben David, then the Messiah, son of David, will be revealed, conquer his adversaries, and receive the tributes of the nations of HaGoyim, of the international community, the nationalities. Rav Tanhuma said, the King Messiah, the Melech HaMoshiach, will come for no other purpose than to teach the nations, to teach HaGoyim, the international community, the nationalities of the earth, 30 precepts, such as those of the booth, HaSukkah, the palm branch, and the Tefillin, the Tefillin. E.T. reads 6. But also there's others that in reading this reading where the number 30, the number Shalosha, is given. According to this tribe, this tradition, aside from the six commandments given originally to Adam, 24 more will be given to HaGoyim, to the nations, the nationalities, to the international community, in the time, in the Iowa of HaMoshiach, in the Iowa of the Messiah, the King Messiah, even the Black Messiah, thus bringing the total number of commands to 30. But all the Bnei Yisrael, all the sons, the children of Israel, will be taught precepts of Torah, of Jah's direction, instruction, of the teaching of His Majesty by HaKadosh, who, by the Holy One, the Isle One Himself, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, for it is said, even in Isaiah, chapter 59, verse 13, all thy children shall be taught by the Lord. Isaiah, chapter 54, verse 13, where it reads, according to KJV, King James Version, and all thy children taught of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and great shall be the peace, the shalom of thy children. Wikola banayik li mudei Yahuwah, wiraba shalom banayik, and all thy children taught of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and great shall be the peace of thy, the I, children. Wikola banayik li mudei Yahuwah, with Rabba Shalom Banayik. Why not by HaMoshiach? Why not by the Messiah? Because of the Messiah, of HaMoshiach, it is said, to him shall the nations, HaGoyim, shall the nations, the nationalities, the international community, shall the nations seek. To him shall HaGoyim seek. Elayo Goyim Yidroshu, to him shall the nations seek. Elayo Goyim Yidroshu. Rav Chanina said the name of Rav Acha, what can his rest shall be glorious? What can his rest shall be glorious? V'hayta me'anuchato kavod, what shall his rest be? Kavod shall be glory, mean, except that Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, will bestow a portion of his supernal glory upon Moshiach, HaMelech. Hence, here it is said,
the king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord. Yahweh be'azkah yismach melech. O Yahweh, O he who be, Yahweh be'azkah yismach melech. In thy strength be'azkah, the king rejoices, is happy. Yahweh be'azkah yismach melech. Another comment on Yahweh be'azkah yismach melech. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord. Scripture says elsewhere, even in Psalm 24, verse 10, who is this King of Glory? Mihu ze melech hakabod. Who then is the King of Glory? Mihu ze melech hakabod. Rav Shimon, Rav Simon asserted, to whom can this King of Glory, ze melech hakabod, refer except to that one king, that one melech, that one negus, even negus and neges, who bestows upon those who fear, who reverence, who respect him, a portion of his own glory. The Lord, he is the king whose glory is forever in his host. Yahuwah Tzvaot hu melech hakavod selah. The Lord of hosts, Yahuwah Tzvaot, he is the King of Glory. Hu melech hakabod selah. Pause. Thus, like this, our masters taught in HaMishnah, in the Mishnah, a mortal king, one who may not ride on his horse, nor sit on his throne, nor take his scepter. Yet, Moses was allowed to take the scepter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, allowed to take the scepter of the Holy One, blessed be he. For it is said even in Shemot, in Exodus 4 and 20, Moses took the scepter of God in his hand. Vayikach Moshe et hamateh ha'elohim b'yado. And Moses took the scepter of God, of ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, in his hand. Biyado, Vayikach Moshe et hamateh ha'elohim biyado. And Elias was allowed to ride on the Lord's horse. What is the horse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is the horse of the Holy One? Blessed be he, but the whirlwind and the storm, of which it is said even in Nahum 1 and 3. In the whirlwind and in the storm is his way. Yahweh Rekapayim Ugdal Koacha Winokeh Loa Yinakeh Yahuwah Bisufa Ua Bisa Ara Darko Wanana Ibaka Raglayo. Nahum chapter 1 verse 3. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. Yahweh has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. Therefore, what is the horse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu but the whirlwind and the storm? Of that it is said, in the whirlwind and in the storm is his way. Bisufah ua bisa'ara darko. And scripture says, it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah by a whirlwind into heaven in 2 Kings 2 and 1. Vayehi b'ha'elota Yahuwah et Eliyahu basa'ara ha'shamayim vayelekha Eliyahu v'elisha min ha'gilgal. And it came to pass when Yahuwah would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Why he be ha'elota Yahuwah et Eliyahu basa'ara ha'shamayim vayelekha Eliyahu v'elisha min ha'gilgal. A mortal king One may not wear his crown, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yet the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he, sets his crown on the head, HaRosh, on the Rosh, the Ras of Melech HaMoshiach, the King Messiah. As it is said, even in today's daily psalm, Psalm 21, hear, 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 at verse 4, thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. Tashita l'rosho itaret paz, thou, the eye, male, settest a crown of fine gold, of pure gold, on his head. Tashita l'rosho itaret paz. A mortal king, one may not wear his purple, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts his honor and majesty upon Melech HaMoshiach, the King Messiah. As it is said, honor and majesty dost thou, the eye, put upon him, put upon him. Hoda wihadara tishawe alayo, honor and majesty, hod wihadara, dost thou, the eye, lay upon him. Tishawe alayo. A mortal king, one may not sit on his throne, yet it is written of Shlomo, of Solomon, yet it is written of Solomon. Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord in 1 Chronicles 29:23. Vayeshev Shlomo al kisei Yahuwah. Solomon sat on the throne of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Vayeshev Shlomo al kisei Yahuwah. A mortal king, one may not call his viceroy king, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, called Moshe God, called Moses Elohim, when he said to him, even in Shemot, in Exodus 7:1, see, I have made thee, the eye, a god to Pharaoh. Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe re'ei netatika Elohim le faro we Aharon achika yihye nebieka. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Moses, see, re'ei, I have made thee a Elohim, a God to faro, and Aaron achika, thy brother, shall be thy prophet. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, re'ei netatika Elohim lefaro, we Aharon achika yihye nebieka. When he said to him, to Moshe, see, I have made thee a Elohim to faro, re'ei netatika Elohim lefaro. Ha Elohim, true good, the true God, said also to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the children of Israel, in Psalm 82, verse 6, ye, y'all are gods, y'all are Elohim. Ani amarti, Elohim, atem. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, said also to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children of Israel, Elohim, atem, ye, y'all are Elohim. And he called them holy ones, as is said even in Vayikra, in Leviticus 21:6. They shall be holy to their Elohim, true good, true God. Kedoshim, yihyu al Elohim. They shall be holy to their Elohim. Kedoshim yihyu l'Elohim. And he said in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 7:6, thou art a holy people to the Lord thy God. Ki om kadosh ata l'Yahuwah Elohika. Thou, the I, art a holy people to Yahuwah l'Yahuwah Elohika. Ki om Kadosh ata la Yahuwah Eloheka. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, will call Moshiach HaMelech, Melech HaMoshiach, after his own name, for It is said of Melech HaMoshiach, of the King Messiah, even in Yirmeyahu and Jeremiah, Ermias 23 and 6. This is his name whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness. Wazeh Shemo Asher Yikarao Yahuwah Tzidkenu. This is his name. Wazeh Shemo. This is his name whereby he shall be called. Wazeh Shemo Asher Yikarao Yahuwah Tzidkenu. He who be, we be. I and I, our righteousness. Yahuwah Tzidkenu. Wazeh Shemo Asher Yikarao Yahuwah Tzidkenu. Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, also shall be called after the Lord's name. For it is said of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, even in Ezekiel 48 and 35, the name of the city from that day shall be the Lord. That shall be her name. V'shem ha'ir miyom Yahuwah shama shemaha. V'shem ha'ir miyom Yahuwah shemaha. When not reading it as Shama Zeya, but as Shema, her name, thus the name of the city from that day shall be Yahuwah. That shall be her name. V'shem ha'ir miyom Yahuwah shemaha. Yahuwah Shama. Rav Levi said of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, it will be good for the city when her name, Shema, is the same as the name of her king, and the name of her king is the same as the name of her God. Accordingly, when Scripture says, even in Micah 5 and 3, the king shall stand and rule in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God.
We amada we ra'aha be'oz Yahuwah biyagon shem Yahuwah el hayowah.
The king shall stand and rule in the strength of the Lord, in the strength of Yahuwah.
We amada we ra'aha be'oz Yahuwah.
And here in KJV, Micah 5 and 4 is translated to read, and he shall stand and feed in the strength of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. And he shall stand and feed in the strength of Yahuwah, of Jehovah.
We'amada we'ra'aha be'oza Yahuwah bi'yagon shem Yahuwah el hayo.
In the majesty of the name of Yahweh Elohayo, of he who be, we be, his power, his Elohim. It refers to the time, the Iowa, when the king shall joy in thy strength, O Jehovah, O Yahweh.
Be azekah yismach melech, O Jehovah, in thy strength. Be azekah,
the king shall rejoice, yismach melech. Yahuwah de azka ismach melek. Another common strength, az, clearly refers to Torah. For it is said even in Psalm 29, Hebraically verse 11, the Lord gave strength to his people.
Yahuwah oza le'amo yitain.
Yahuwah Jehovah will give strength to his people.
Yahuwah oza le'amo yitain.
Or strength,
oz.
Strength clearly refers to the Aron Habrit, to the Ark of the Covenant. For it is written, even in Psalm 78, Hebraically, verse 61, he delivered his strength into captivity.
Waitena lashbi ozo,
and delivered his strength into captivity. Waitena
lashbi ozo.
Or strength, oz, clearly refers to kingship. For it is said even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel 2 and 10, he will give strength to his king. He will give strength to Malko, his king. Or finally, Oz, strength, refers to Hahikal, the temple. For it is said even in Vayikra, Leviticus 26 and 19, I will break the pride of your strength. I will break the pride of your strength. Ve'shavarti et ha'gaon ozkem, and I will break the pride of your power, ozkem, your strength. Ve'shavarti et ha'gaon ozkem. I has given him his heart's desire. Here in Mizmor Kaf Aleph, Psalm 21, here Hebraically, at the third verse, the Gimel verse. Ta'iwata liboa, natata lo. Thou hast given him his heart's desire. Ta'iwata liboa, natata lo. This means that thou, Yahweh, Jehovah, in the presence of Melech HaMoshiach, in the presence of the King Messiah, Moshiach HaMelech, declare Edom's guardian angel, wrong. Wa sifatayo bala ma na'ita sela, and the reshet of his lips thou the eye has not withholden sela. Wa resheta sifatayo bala ma na'ita sela. What is meant by the reshet of his lips? The authority, rashut, of his lips. When it is reported to Melech HaMoshiach, Moshiach HaMelech, to the King Messiah, quote, a certain land is in rebellion against thee, against the eye. He will say, make locusts come and smite the land. As is said even in Isaiah, in Isaiah 11 and 4, where it reads, he shall smite the land with the rod of his mouth. Wehikah eretz abit sheveta piyo. He shall smite the land, the earth, with the rod of his mouth. Wehikah eretz bit shevet piyo. Bit shevet piyo. And he shall smite the earth, the land, the eretz, with the rod of his mouth. Wehikah eretz b'shevet piyo, b'shevet piyo. Or, when it is reported to him, quote, a certain province is in rebellion against thee, against the eye, he will say, make the angel of death come and slay the wicked, the ratchet of that province. As is said, with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked, shall he slay the ratchet. Ua beruach sifatayo yamid rasha, and with the breath, ua beruach, and with the breath of his lips, ua beruach sifatayo, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked, shall he slay the rasha. Ua beruach sifatayo yamid rasha. Here in Hebrew, yamid, he would dead on rasha, on the ratchet. Another comment on the request of his lips, thou hast not withholden. Why resheta sifatayo, bala mana'ita, selah. The request of his lips, thou hast not withholden. Why resheta sifatayo, bala mana'ita. This means that whatever Melech HaMoshiach, the King Messiah, Moshiach HaMelech, decrees, the word, HaDebarim, the words of his decree, stand. For thou, the eye, meetest him with the blessings of goodliness. Here, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Aleph, here, Hebraically, the Dalet, the fourth verse. Ki atik adamenu, dia birkot tob, for thou meetest him with birkot tob, the birkot tob, with the choicest blessings. Ki atik adamenu, birkot tob. The phrase, birkot tob, blessings of goodliness, the choicest blessings, birkot tov. This refers, according to Rav Judah, to the birkot, to the blessings that were given to Moshe, who was called, quote, a goodly child, end quote. As is said in Shemot in Exodus 2 and 2, she saw him that he was a goodly, that he was a goodly child. Watereh oto. Kit of who? And when she saw him, and when she saw him, watere oto, that he was a goodly child. Kit of who? According to the Rebbeinat, the Memharan, the scholars, according to the rabbis, this phrase refers to the berkot of Torah, to the blessings of Torah. Of that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the power, Ha'el Elohim said, even in the Mashal, in Mishle Shlomo, in Proverbs 4 and 2, I give you goodly doctrine, forsake y'all not my law. Kia lekach tov anatati alachem, torati ala ta'ezovu. I give you goodly doctrine. Forsake y'all not my Torah. Torati ala ta'ezobu. He asked life of thee, of the eye. Thou gavest him even length of days forever and ever. Chaim shal mimeka. Natata lau, he asked life of thee, of the eye. Chaim, shal, thou gavest it him. Mimeka, natata lau, oreka yamim, olam wa'ed, even length of days forever, for ever and ever. He asked life of thee, of the eye, thou gavest it him. Chaim sha'al mimeka natata lau, even length of days, orek yamim, forever, olam, and ever, wa'ed. Rav Yochanan taught, scripture mentions three men, Shlomo, Solomon, Ahaz, and Melech HaMoshiach, and the King Messiah, Moshiach HaMelech, to each of whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, ask of me. Sha'ala mimeni, ask of I. Sha'ala mimeni. For the rest of Rav Yochanan's comments, see this midrash on the psalm, even the second psalm, Mizmor Beit. Sha'al mimeni. Why do the heathen rage? Lama rakshu goyim. Rav Berakaya said, the verse means that the King Messiah, Melech HaMoshiach, Moshiach HaMelech, asked that even Korah and his companions, men who went alive down into their graves, be raised up again. For it is said even in 1 Samuel 2:6, the Lord bringeth down to the grave and raises and riseth up. Yahuwah meyamit uwa mechaye morida sheol vayal. Jehovah killeth, deadeth on, and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bring us up. Yahuwah mei mita ua mei chaye morida sheol vayal. Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch HaShem, bring us down to the grave, to Sheol, Morid Sheol, and raise us up and bring us up, Vayya'al. Confer Yalkut Adloka, where it is said that HaMoshiach asks that life be given to all the Bnei Yisrael, to call Bnei Yisrael, to all the children, the sons of Yisrael, even to Korach and his wicked and his ratchet company. His honor is great through thy, the I, salvation. Hear, 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 in today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Kaf, Aleph, Hebraically, the sixth verse. Dadola kobodo biya shuateka. His honor, his glory is great. Gadola kovodo, through thy salvation. Be Yeshuateka, through thy Yeshua. Be Yeshuateka. That is to say, even the honor, the glory of Melech HaMoshiach, the King Messiah, Moshiach HaMelech, is great only through Ha'el, the true good, the true God's works. The honor, the glory of the King Messiah is great only through Ha'el, Ha'Elohim's works. Glory and great worship shalt thou lay upon him. Hoda wehadara tishawe alayo. Glory and great worship shalt thou lay upon him. Hear, 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 the second part of the wow, the sixth verse of Mizmor Kaf Aleph, Hebraically. Hod wehadar tishawe alayo. Elsewhere translated as honor and majesty dost thou lay upon him, can be interpreted as glory and great worship, great worship shalt thou lay upon him. Hod wehadar tishawe alayo. This means that thou, the I, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'Elohim, layest a master's glory and a disciple, Talmid's, great worship upon the King Messiah, upon Melech HaMoshiach, upon Moshiach HaMelech. Glory, glory accordingly, Kabod accordingly, is to be understood and understood as Ha'el's, the true good, the true God's command to Moshe, to Moses concerning Yehoshua, concerning Joshua, even in Bamidbar, Numbers 27 and 20, where it reads, thou shalt put of thy glory upon him. We natata me yahodeka alayo. Thou shalt put of thy glory, of thy honor, thy glory upon him. We natata me yahodeka alayo. Note that it is said of thy glory, me hodeka, hod, the hod, in the sense the glory, the hod, the majesty, the honor of thy honor, also here referred to as thy glory. Me hodeka, it is said, me hodeka, of thy glory, from thy glory, and not all thy glory. Where then was all the glory of Moshe put upon Yehoshua? Rav Yudan said it was put upon him at the Yarden, at the Jordan. For as it is written of Moshe in Shemot in Exodus 34 and 30, they were afraid to come nigh, to come near him. Vayiyaruwa migashet elayo. They were afraid to come nigh him. Vayiyaruwa migashet elayo. In Shemot, in Exodus 34 and 30. So it is written of Yehoshua, of Joshua at the Yarden, at Jordan, in Joshua 4 and 14. They feared him as they feared Moshe. They reverenced, they respected him as they reverenced, as they respected Moshe. Vayiru oto kasher yaru et Moshe. They feared, they reverenced him as they feared, as they reverenced Moses. Vayiru oto ka'ashara yaru et Moshe. For thou shalt make him most blessed forever. Here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Alei, Psalm 21, Hebraically, at verse 7. Ki tishitehu birakota la'ad, for thou makest him most blessed forever. Ki tishitehu birakota la'ad. This means that all nations, kol goyim, all the goyim, all the Gentiles, the nationalities, all the international community shall bless themselves in Melech HaMoshiach, in the King Messiah, in the Moshiach HaMelech. Ki tishitehu birakota la'ad. And here the Midrash notes, they compare this with Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah 4 and 2 that reads, and thou shalt swear, Yahuwah, Jehovah liveth, in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness, and the nations, Hagoyim, shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory. We nishabaita hayawa be'emet be'mishpata ua bitzdaka u bitzdaka we hita barkua ba'ua koyim ua ba'ua hita halalu. And thou, the I, shalt swear, Cha, Jehovah liveth, Cha live, children, yea. And thou shalt swear, Jehovah liveth. We nishabatita chayowa. And thou, the I, shalt swear, We nishabatita chayowa. Be amet, in truth. Be mishpat, in judgment. Ua bitzedaka, and in righteousness. Where hita barkua ba'uwa, and shall bless themselves in him. Where hita barkua ba'uwa goyim, all the Gentiles, the goyim, uwa ba'uwa, yita halalu, and in him shall they glory. Uwa ba'uwa, yita halalu. Thou, the eye, shalt make him exceeding glad with thy countenance, with thy face, with thy presence. Tichadehu b'simcha etapaneka. Thou makest him glad with joy in thy, the eye, presence, in the eye, face, in the eye, perception. Tichadehu b'simcha etapaneka. Rav Berakaya said the name of Rav Shmuel, name of Rav Samuel. One verse reads of the King Messiah, the Melech HaMoshiach, Moshiach HaMelech, that one, like the Son of Man, came to the ancient of days, and they brought him near before him, even in Daniel chapter 7, verse 13. Chazeya hiweta adadi akara sawana remiu we atika yomina yiteba lebusheya kita laga hiwara uasara resheha ka emara nik eya kara sewe kara seyeha si vivina dia nora galik lohia nora dalik. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Atik Ayomin, the Ancient of Days, did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one, like the Son of Man, came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, the Atik Ayomin. And they brought him near before him. Chazeya hiweta bechezweya leilia wa eru aima enania shemaya kbar enasha ateya hiwa with ada atika yomaya mit ah, uak damo hi yahak rebuhi. One, like the Son of Man, kbar enash, came to the Atika Yomaya, to the Ancient of Days, the Atika Yomaya, and they brought him near before him. But in another verse, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, says, I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach to me. He shall approach to I. And here, Yeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 21, it reads, and I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach to me. He shall approach to I. Where he karabtiyo, where nikash elai. How reconcile the two, these two verses, Daniel 7 and 13 and Jeremiah 30 and 21. How reconcile the two verses? In the first verse from Daniel, it is said that angels brought the King Messiah, the Melech HaMoshiach, Lifnei Elohim, before God. In the other verse from Jeremiah, Ha'el, who, the true good, the true God himself, promises to do so. Angels will bring the King Messiah, the Melech HaMoshiach, to the outer edge of the encampment. And then HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will reach out Yado, His hand, and bring the King Messiah, the Melech HaMoshiach, the Moshiach HaMelech, near to Him. Hence, here, it is said, I will cause him to draw near. Wehikarabtiyo, wehnikash elai. I will cause him to draw near. Wehikarabtiyo, wehnikash elai. All thine enemies shall feel thy hand. Hear in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Aleph. In Psalm 21, Hebraically, verse 9. All thine enemies shall feel thy hand. Tia mitzah yadeka lekola oibeka. Thy hand shall be equal to all thine enemies. Tia mitzah yadeka lekola oibeka. All thine enemies shall feel thy hand. This means, according to Rav Lewi, to Rav Levi, that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, said to Melech HaMoshiach, the King Messiah, Moshiach HaMelech, thy hand shall seek them out for punishment. Thy hand shall seek them out for punishment. Tia mitzah yadeka lekol oibeka. Shall be equal to, literally find, reach to seize, in the sense of overtaking, will find, ti mitzah yadeka, to find, thy hand shall find, she shall find, ti mitzah yadeka, lekol oibeka, all thine enemies. And in the next verse it reads, thou shall make them as a fiery oven, in the time, the eye of thine anger, and the fire shall devour them. The fire shall eat them up. Tishitemo ketanur reisha le'aita paneka. Thou shalt make them as a fiery furnace in the time of thine anger. In the time of thine anger, le'ait paneka. Literally, thy presence. In the time of thy face, in the time of thy perception, as the presence of Ha'el, the true good, the true God, is destructive, downstructive to evildoers, the same power has been granted to his anointed king, even the King Messiah, the Melech HaMoshiach, Moshiach HaMelech, Tishitemo HaKetanoresh Le'aita Paneka, V'tochleim Eish, and the fire shall devour, shall eat them. V'tochleim Eish. The Rebbeinot, the rabbis, the Memharan, the scholars of Torah, they say that Gehenna will still exist in the Aita Haba, in the Zamana Haba, in the time, in the age to come. For it is said, even in Malachi 3 and 19, behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all that do wickedly, that do ratchetly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, and so on as above. Ki yahine hayom ba bo'er katanur we hayu kol zedim we kol osei risha'ah kash we lihata otam hayom haba. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. Ki yahine hayom ba bo'er katanur. And all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, that do ratchetly, wehayu akola zedim, wekola osei arisha'ah, shall be stubble, kash. Wehayu kola zedim, wekola osei arisha'ah, kash. We lihata otam hayom haba. And the day that cometh shall burn them up. Wilihat aotam hayom haba. Amari Yahuwah and Sabaoth asher lo ya'azov alahem shoresha we anaf. Saith Yahuwah Sabaoth, Jehovah of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root, nor branch, nor branch, nor branch. Amar Yahuwah Tzibaota Asher lo ya'azov alahem shoresha we anaf.
I am mighty and thunderable Xabir Masakan Grama Uras Fatar Madani Alam Tina Easterling the Coast and the Ghast.
Psalm 21.
Mizmor Kaf Aleph. Lam Natseach Mizmor Le David.
The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord.
Adonai.
And in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. Shall he rejoice.
Uvishu'atecha mayagel me'od.
Thou hast given him his heart's desire.
Ta'avat libo natatalo.
And hast not withholden the request of his lips. Selah.
Va'areshet sefatav bal manata sela.
For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power. Thy power.
מזמור כף א', למנצח מזמור לדוד. אדוני, בעוזך ישמח מלך, ובשועתך מייגל מאוד. תאוות ליבו נתת לו, וארשת שפתיו בל מנעת סלע. כי תקדמנו ברכות טוב, תשית לראשו עטרת פז. חיים שאל ממך נתת לו, אורך ימים עולם ועד. גדול כבודו בישועתך, הוד והדר תשווה עליו. כי תשיתהו ברכות לעד, תחדהו בשמחה את פניך. כי המלך בוטח באדוני, ובחסד עליון בל ימות. תמצא ירך לכל אויביך, ימינך תמצא שונאיך. תשיתמו כתנור אש לעת פניך, אדוני באפו יבלעם ותאכלם אש. פריימו מארץ תאבד, וזרעם מבני אדם. כי נטו עליך רעה, חשבו מזימה בל יוכלו. כי תשיתמו שכם, ומטריך תכונן על פניהם. רומה אדוני בעוזך, נשירה ונזמרה גבורתך.
I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, exhibir masakan, grama, uira, satar, madani, alam, tina, easterling, the ghost, and the ghast. Zai, tilga, 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 zai, tilga. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line.
Kaf Aleph, today's daily psalm, Psalm XXI, Psalm 21, Psalm Kaf Aleph, Kaf Aleph, Kaf Aleph, Kaf Aleph. Kaf Aleph, today's daily psalm, Psalm XXI, XI, XI. Kaf Aleph, today's daily psalm, Psalm XXI, Psalm 21, Psalm Kaf Aleph, Kaf Aleph. Thanksgiving, Miskana, Poda, for victory, for Yeshua and Yeshuot. Thanksgiving for victory, today's daily psalm according to the royal order. The Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek, 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 the righteous king. Even the King of Kings, weep not. Behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Behold, Kedemawi, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Today's daily psalm, the Kaf, Kaf Aleph. Psalm XXI, Psalm 21. In the Sefer, in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalms to the Mizmur Dawit, Psalms of David, we have thanksgiving for victory. Thanksgiving for Yeshua and Yeshuot, for victory, victories, for salvation, saving and salvation. Now the Targum, the interpretation, the Targum, in the Amharic we say Targum, in the Hebrew the interpretation, the ancient Aramaic translation of the Bible, interpreted the psalm, today's daily psalm, of the Messianic King, of the Messianic King, of the Melech HaMoshiach, the Negus Messiah. Some moderns have accepted this reading because the language, it sounds, some say, too exalted for just an earthly monarch, monarch, monarch. So we have a messianic psalm right here, today's daily psalm right here, Psalm 21. Psalm 21 in the cipher, in the sefer, sefer Tehillim, thanksgiving psalm, a thanksgiving for victory. And the Hebrew, victory and salvation, Yeshua, Yeshuot, victories, salvations, all right, today's daily psalm, the 21st psalm, the Kaf, Haf, Aleph. So it's best to understand, get a good understanding, it's best understood as the sequel, today's daily psalm, the 21st, as a sequel to the Kaf,
the Kaf Psalm, Hebraically speaking, the 20th Psalm, the preceding Psalm, the battle, or the battle, Hata the battle, the battle, the sweet of the victory. Well, the battle had been fought and won. And we, I and I, have right here a hymn of thanksgiving, of Isis, of praises, of Torah, the Miskana, the thanksgiving, the giving of thanks, the thanksgiving for the success of the campaign. Now, accordingly, we have Le David. Again, it means, in the context here, on behalf of the Psalm of David, a psalm on behalf of David. La Menatzeach, to the leader, the chief musician, La Menatzeach, Mizmor, a chant, an intonation, Mizmor, Le David, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, a superscription right there, which in the Hebrew is the Aleph verse, the first verse. Now in KJV, picking up with the king, shall joy in thy strength. Oh, Yahweh, oh, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty. Oh, Abitu, thy father, his father, oh, father of the house. And in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. And in the I salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. So we have here the Beit verse in the Hebrew, which is the first, we could say the KJV, the first English proper verse right here. Yahweh be'azeka. Yismach Melech. Oh, he who be, who he be, Yod Hey Wehe, Yahweh Be'azeka, Yismach Melech, Ubi Shu'ateka, Mah Yigil Me'od, and in thy salvation, Ubi Shu'ateka, Ubi Shu'ateka, Mah Yigil Me'od, how greatly, shall he rejoice? Maha Yigil Nod. This section here, we have verses 1 to 7, Jah's favor, he who be who he be's favor to the king, even to the Melech HaMoshiach, the king, Messiah, the Negus Mashiach. So this section is the expression of the people's gratitude to HaElohim, the true good, the true God, to Ekeziavi, her sustainer, the good, the generous Av, the generous Father, for the salvation, for the victory. Ubi Shu'ateka, Ubi Yeshu'ateka, Yeshu'ateka, the I salvation, the I Yeshua, the I victory. Adonai, be'azeka, in thy strength, be'azeka. Some point out, be'uzeka, be'azeka, be'uzeka, Yahweh be'uzeka, Yahweh be'azeka, uzeka, in thy strength, against which the chariots and the horses of the enemy, we have that in the previous, in the 20th Psalm, the chariots and the horses of the enemy were of no avail. All their weapons of mass destruction and downstruction is of no avail against Yahuwah's Uzeka, his Azeka. We appeal to he who be who he be's, his strength, in thy strength. Be Azeka, his Uz. And in thy salvation, and in thy Yeshua, how greatly shall he exalt, how greatly shall he rejoice. So here, let's touch on the first three. Let's get a good groundation today's daily psalm right here. In the 21st psalm in the Psalter. The psalmist praises HaAdon,
praises the Lord, praises Adonai, Adonai, praises the Lord for the way he protects, itex, and blesses the Davidic king. Your strength. The translation interprets the pronominal suffix as subjective rather than merely descriptive or attributive. And in your deliverance, your Yeshua, just to bring out that word, we say victory, but victory Hebraically and salvation is one and the same. Let's just take note of victory and salvation. Right, in thy salvation, right? Because one might look at it in a so-called religious sense, right? But must see it in the full sense and in the true religion, in the true spirituality, right? So we have salvation, right? Salvation, even that psycho-spiritual for the soul and the spirit, right? But then also the salvation and the victory, right? The victory even in the world, flesh, and the satanic sakura. Even in the midst of the enemy. So we have this first verse right here, and moving forward to the second verse, thou hast given him his heart's desire, and has not withholden the request of his lips, have not held back the request of his lips. Hebraically, Taiwet, somebody say Taiwet, Libo, Natatalo, has given to him, Natatalo, has given him to him, right, the desires, Taiwat, 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 Taiwata Libo, the desires, his heart's desires. See, there's the prayer we have in Psalm 20, the preceding psalm, as these psalms are connected to today's daily psalm, the 21st, with the previous psalm, the 20th psalm, the prayer before a battle, Now, here we have the thanksgiving. The battle having been fought, and victory and salvation. The prayer that was uttered in Psalm 20 and 4 has been granted, and the request of his lips, Ve'ereshta sifatayo bala manaita sela. The request of his lips thou hast not, bala manaita, you have not withholden the request, the ereshet, why resheta sifatayo, of his sifat, his lips, sifatayo, of his lips, bala manaita, you have not withheld. Selah, pause. The Psalm, pause. So the translation assumes the perfect verbal forms, right, in verse 2, as a generalizing in that sense, stating factually what Ha-Elohim, what the true good, the true God, what Jah typically does for Ha-Melech. So the way the Hebrew brings it forward in the perfect verbal Hebraic form here is a kind of a, like a generalizing, stating factually what he who be who he be typically in type does for Hamelech and even the Davidic king. Another option is to take them as the present perfects Hebraically. You have already granted. You have not refused. You have already granted. Right? Or in the sense of you grant to the Davidic king. You grant to him. Right? You have not refused. You don't refuse what he requests. Or in the sense of the present perfect, you have granted. You have not refused. Now we also have verse 4, which mentions a specific request for a long reign.
right, for a long reign. So it's interesting when we just compare that and just giving that he has a couple of first words. Hebraically, the request of his lips, you do not refuse. You do not refuse. So in looking at it in the first sense of the Hebraic and the perfect verbal form, and looking at it from the Hebrew perfect form, verbal form, it would be in the sense of the generalizing of, and the request of his lips, you will not refuse. You do not refuse. Or in the sense of the prayer having already been answered, the request of his lips, you have not refused. And in the sense of you cannot refuse, right? The request of his lips or his heart's desire, you have given him and you give him. When he will ask you, even again and again and again, right? You will give him the request of his lips. And then we have the Selah. We have a Selah right here. We have a pause. 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 We have a pause.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
On this trip, the Emperor of Ethiopia saw more of Canada than many Canadians see who have lived here a lifetime. He met our people, and they took him to their hearts. He traveled our vast railway system and flew aboard our planes. At Expo 67, he bore gracefully the efforts of the crowds who wanted to get closer to him. What was he really like, this last remaining emperor in the world, this tiny, bearded man who pricked the conscience of the world before the League of Nations in 1936? Despite his diminutive size, I had the feeling I was talking with a giant among men. His eyes twinkle, but they pierce at the same time. You get the feeling that he knows what you're thinking before you speak. He continually pats the little dog always at his side, and you feel he must be kind. You feel that your presence must be an interruption and an imposition, but he shows only interest and goodwill. As I prepared to leave after what was, I found out later, the first personal radio interview he ever granted, he stood up and prepared to shake hands before I had a chance to get to my feet. What was he like? I'd say he was regal.
لم نطيح مزمور لدبير أدوناي بعزخا يسمح ملك وبشعتخا مجاد المئود فأبت لبو نتت له وأرشت صفتاز بل منعت سيلا كي تقدم منه برخطه تشيت لرشو عطيرت فاز חיים שאל ממך נתת לו, אורך ימים עולם ועד, גדול כבודו בישועתך, עוד והדר תשווה עליו, כי תשיתהו ברכות לעד, תחדהו בשמחה את פניך, כי המלך בוטח באדוני, ובחסד עליון בל ימות. תמצא ירך לכל אויביך, ימינך תמצא שונאיך, תשיתמו כתנור אש לעת פניך, אדוני באפו יבלעם ותאכלם אש. פריימו מארץ תאבד, וזרעם מבני אדם. כי נטו עליך רעה, חשבו מזימה בל יוכלו, כי תשיתמו שכם ומתריך תכונן על פניהם. רומה אדוני בעוזיך, נשירה ונזמרה גבורתך.
Psalm 21.
מזמור כף אלף, אלף, אלף. למנצח מזמור לדוד.
The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord. O Lord, O Lord.
Adonai, 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 Adonai.
And in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice? Shall he rejoice? Shall he rejoice? Shall he rejoice?
Uvishuatecha, mayagel meod, 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 meod.
Thou hast given him his heart's desire, desire, desire.
Ta'avat libo natatalo, 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 natatalo.
And hast not withholden the request of his lips. Selah, 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 Selah.
Va'areshet sefatav bal mana'ata, Selah, 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 Selah.
For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power, thy power, thy power, thy power, thy power, thy power, thy power.
Yes, yes, yes. Psalm 21 right here, here, here. And here's Army Gideon featuring Ross Unbessa right here with Mizmor Psalm 21 right here on the album Forsake Not. Here, here, here. Army Gideon featuring Ross Unbessa. Here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 21. The album, get the album, get a copy, download it or get a hard copy. Forsake not, right here. Today's daily psalm. Best in my album, what I've been fetching to do, how do I'm like, 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 I'm
to the chief musician, a psalm of David. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Jah, Rastafari. And in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. For you have given him his heart's desires, and not withholding the request of his lips, Selah. For you prevented him with the blessing of goodness, and you set a crown of pure gold upon his head. He had life of thee, and thou gavest him even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty have you laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed for ever and ever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad in thy countenance. For the king Kadamawi Ailis Lassie trust in Nixiabiris. And through the mercy of the Most High, sure, he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out thine enemies, and thy right hand shall find out all those that hate thee, O Most High. For like a fiery oven shall you burn them in all thine anger, for your blood. And if the Abir shall swallow them up in his wrath, and fire shall devour them. Their fruit shall you destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. O Beit HaAdam. For they and those intend evil against thy and I, and they imagine mischievous devices, which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them to turn their back, when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon the strings against to face them. Be exalted, O Jah, Rastafari, in thy strength. So I and I children sing and praise thy power, even the first power of
the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready?
Yes, 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 here, 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 ready, ready, ready on the outro psalm for the fourth day, you know, the standing psalm, just want to rise with the chant as it links here for today's daily psalm, Psalm 21, Psalm 94 on the outro right
so
here.
I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
מזמור צד דלת אל נקמות אדוני אל נקמות הופיע אם נשא שופט הארץ השב גמול על גאים עד מתי רשעים אדוני עד מתי רשעים יעלוזו יביעו ידברו עתק יתאמרו כל פועלי אבן עמך אדוני ידכאו ונחלתך יענו, אלמנה וגר יהרוגו, ויתומים ירצחו. ויאמרו, לא יראה יח, ולא יבין אלוהי יעקב. בינו בוערים בעם, וכסילים מתי תשכילו. הנוטע אוזן הלא ישמע, אם יוצר עין הלא יביט. היוסר גויים הלא יוכיע, המלמד אדם דעת. אדוני יודע מחשבות אדם, כי הם הבל. אשרי הגבר אשר תייסרנו יח, ומתורתך תלמדנו, להשקיט לו ממרע, עד יקרא לרשע שחת. כי לא יטוש אדוני עמו, ונחלתו לא יעזוב. כי עד צדק ישוב משפט, ואחריו כל ישרי לב. מי יקום לי עם מרעים, מי יתייצב לי עם פועלי אבן. לולא אדוני עזרת לי, כמעט שכנה דומה נפשי. אם אמרתי מה תרגלי, חסדך אדוני יסעדני, ברוב שר אפי בקרבי, תנחומך ישעשעו נפשי. הי חוברך כיסא הבוד, יוצר עמל עלי חוק, יגודו על נפש צדיק, ודם נקי ירשיעו. ויהי אדוני לי למשגב, ולוהי לצור מחסי. וישב עליהם את אונם, וברעתם יצמיתם, יצמיתם אדוני אלוהינו, 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 אלוהינו.
Yes, 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 family, slicha, slicha, Leah. So that was the English dub right there, there, there. That was the Hebrew of fourth day psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Dalet, Psalm 94, check it out, check it out. Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom.